Well, good evening, audio booers. Some of you will remember that back in September, or was it August, I went to Paris with Mark, and last week, or the week before, I went to Germany with Simon, and now both of them are blessed with my company.
Hooray!
in Mark's flat in the deepest East End London.
I think the word is up and coming East End of London.
Sorry, deepest up and coming East End of London. Absolutely. And it's New Year's Eve. Cheer.
Hey!
Thank you.
Sorry,
we have all of about an hour and 40 minutes ish to go until 2012 begins. This year that we absolutely. This time that we've all been waiting for, of course, since London won its bid for the Olympics, or at least those of us who are actually quite excited about it, and I think some people here might not be quite so excited. But anyway, yes, 2000.
Driving my house price, huh? Well, driving my flat.
It's quite scary, isn't it, that we won that Olympic bid just after we'd finished
our degrees.
But it wasn't just after. That was already 2 years after. Oh, I suppose some of you went on to do more, didn't you?
No, the bid, we Hang won on. The games in 2005.
Seven.
Hang on. No, we won it in 2005.
Did we?
Won it in 2005.
Yeah, because we won it day before the London bombings.
Was that in 2000? Of course it was in... Gordon Bennett, I've been going on all today saying 2007. Isn't it that long we've been waiting?
Yeah.
That's staggering.
Wow. Well, I don't know about waiting. I mean, I haven't been like, ooh, when's 2012, when's 2005?
I don't know, I've been looking forward to it. Are you not looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it now. It wasn't like, no, the rest 7 years of my life aren't going to matter to me because we got the Olympics in 7 years' time. I don't know, maybe you were.
I'll have to rewrite my tweet from earlier that said something about having waited 5 years, miscounted. Never mind. Anyway, so you can hear food noises in the background here, and this is a delicious meal that was prepared by Simon, sitting opposite me here. Absolutely. Simon's famous venison casserole with venison and wine and venison and wine and venison in it.
And carrots.
And carrots, yes, it's got carrots in it as well.
Bacon.
Bacon, yes, it's got bacon. Mm-hmm. It almost didn't have salt and pepper in it. Because, Mark?
Because salt and pepper are bad for you. And I wanted to unplug your arteries, but you weren't having any of it, so you got salt and pepper.
It seems that Mark is such an accomplished cook that he doesn't need such bare essentials as salt, pepper, cling film.
Frying pans.
What else was there?
Measuring jugs.
Oh, real onions and carrots that you have to chop up. garlic that doesn't come in some kind of liquid.
Sorry, like, surely if you took your logic back to its extreme, you know, you'd be in the field digging up potatoes. I mean, it's a labour-saving device. It's fine to have chopped
food. Well, Waitrose digs up my potatoes for me, but then I do the rest.
But why? If Waitrose decided to cut up your carriage, what's the difference?
Because it'll cost more and I can cut them up myself.
It doesn't cost that much more. They're only about 80p.
Every penny counts.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, anyway,
they
Mark.
Them up
and they last less long. They last a shorter amount of time, don't they?
Well, we were putting them in the catalogue tonight. So
there are like five other packets of them in your fridge.
Well, only because there were three for two on one of these.
So, Mark, would you like to review the casserole? And you can ignore the fact that Simon is sitting next to you with a great big saucepan about to hit it on your head. Go on, go for it.
To be fair, I prefer a pizza, but, it was exceedingly nice. And whoever that was, don't kick me. Right? It was exceedingly nice. The venison I thought was well done.
I think that's being unfair. Really, it wasn't well done. It was done perfectly.
Ah, you see, you're indulging in a bit of wordplay there. Very clever. I see what you've done.
We're all internationalists. Mark means it.
No, it was exceedingly nice.
Excellent.
The baked potatoes were done nice and crispy and. You know, apparently that's all to do with the olive oil, which,
absolutely.
By the way, I had in my cupboard.
But that was the only oil you had in your cupboard.
How many different oils?
Well, you're not really meant to cook with olive oil.
Are you not?
No.
It has too lower a combustion point.
Yeah. It doesn't get hot enough, in other words.
I got that.
If you understand that, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
No, okay, but you know, it worked nonetheless. I'm very happy with the way things have gone.
Jolly good. And are you looking forward, or to what degree, sorry, I mustn't ask closed questions, to what degree are you looking forward to what comes up next?
What, you mean the Olympics or the pudding?
The pudding, I was thinking.
I think it would be great.
Excellent.
We have sticky toffee pudding, which would be lovely with sauce, and avec, you know, vanilla ice cream.
Rather than the cookie dough ice cream that you had previously procured.
Yes, but you've got to remember that I don't like ice cream. So, really, I'm just buying...
Oh, I forgot you don't like ice cream. I always forget you don't like ice cream.
I'm just buying it for you.
Does that mean we've got to eat two pots of ice cream tonight?
Yeah. And that vanilla ice cream looked quite big, too.
I hope you got a good quality one.
Cardinal.
Oh, that's okay then. Not too bad.
Tesco's
Cardinal. Could be worse.
The British Cardinal is definitely not as nice as the real French Cardinal.
That's very true, yeah.
The Cardinal's definitely
I'm sorry, I should have gone to Paris.
You should. You should. No, it
said, oh, we can
I mean, what a poor host you are.
Because the British, we are like the world's weakest country for ice cream. America, fantastic ice cream. Europe, fantastic ice cream. And we just settle for second best far too often here.
What about India?
It's so difficult to get. Decent coffee ice cream. Other than when you go to the National Theatre, I had lovely coffee ice cream at the National Theatre. Pity the play was a bit rubbish on Thursday night, but I had good coffee ice cream.
So that made it worthwhile then?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I like good ice cream too.
I kind of lost the point of Simon's tangential ramblings.
I've lost the direction of this audio booth, to be honest.
It could be a piece of LBC radio, really, couldn't it?
I've discovered two things this evening, dear listeners. I discovered LBC radio, which I'd never heard of before, which is an utter pile of rubbish, and spent the best part of 15 minutes talking about how it should be made illegal to tell blonde jokes or something. Which is just so stupid. And then, maybe it wouldn't be so stupid if you were blonde, but you know, there you go. And then, I was forced, kicking Simon under the table here.
He's blonde, you haven't seen your hair colour for so long, you haven't realised.
Thank you.
Blonde.
Yeah, thanks.
I used to be blonde.
You're a pretend one, though.
Well, I mean, the colour was definitely blonde.
But Robert is blonde now, isn't he?
I'm definitely not, thank you very much.
He looks like you and Thomas.
Or at least I wasn't last... Who's he?
I realised you wouldn't get the reference after I said it. He's a peroxide blonde 400 metre round.
Excellent. Anyway, they also then, following forcing me to listen to this utter rubbish, foisted upon me the most... I mean, I've already used the word rubbish, and to be honest, I can't think of anything more to say, but, you know, it was utter rubbish. Total and utter rubbish. The worst rubbish that you've ever seen in a rubbish place. From the rubbish of rubbishness, university of rubbishness. Just rubbish.
You know, saying the same word over and over again doesn't make it more powerful, yeah?
That's rubbish, that is. Some idiotic programme called Glee.
Can I just say I was taking a back seat at this point. I had no influence over this whatsoever. They were passing the remote control between them.
But you were the most...
I don't think it was passing between us. I gave him the remote control because he said that he wanted to look at the menu. And he changed the channels onto this pile of steaming rubbish.
That was an impressive piece of duplicity. I'm okay. No, I won't change the channel, Robert. Oh, did you change the channel? Oh, well.
So, dear listener... This is how...
You're the person who found me the recording.
So, dear listener, this is how our New Year's Eve evening is going.
Yes.
Sorry, it's not New Year's Eve, it's New Year's Eve. Yes. Anyway, this is how the evening is progressing.
So,
I made
overall, how highly do you rate the evening?
The evening so far? Mm. Well, it's difficult because it's an evening of two halves. We had, on the one hand... the awfulness, in fact, the rubbishness, I don't think I've used that word yet, of Glee. And then we have the wonderfulness and rubbishness-less, anyway, whatever the opposite of rubbish is, of Simon's wonderful venison casserole. And you know, dear listener, I recommend that you find Simon and get him to cook you this casserole. Because it isn't rubbish.
No, it's not rubbish. It's
and
not
so rubbish. The evening balances out to about pH 7, I think.
Right, so in normal speed, that would be 5 out of 10.
Or 50 out of 100, or...
Yes, but most or people 0.5. Don't use a pH scale. I mean, unless you're actually measuring the acidity of something, it seems to me
thank you, Simon. It seems to me that Glee was somewhat acidic.
I would say sickly.
Yes.
Is sickliness acidic or alkaline?
I don't know. It's kind of like... it's even like a stream of molasses.
Right, okay, listeners, we're not drunk. Simon is definitely not drunk. Mark and I are probably not drunk.
Yeah.
But we'll see if we're more drunk the next time we come to you for the next brilliant instalment of Robert with Mark and Simon.
Do probably make more sense. Do
New Year's Eve. Good night for now.
And good luck.
Oh, and Happy New Year, by the way.
Well, we'll say that next
time. Oh, we'll say that next time, sorry.